Princess Scientist Book Club, Episode 1.
Hi there, welcome to Princess Scientist Book Club. My name is Myrrh.
And my name is Princess Scientist.
That's right. What are we doing here, Princess Scientist?
We are doing a book club.
Okay, how are we going to do a book club on a podcast?
Well, we're going to talk about the books we've read, and we have one book we have not read, and one book we've halfway read. We're going to talk about them both.
Okay. And then in the future, should we tell people what we're going to read so maybe they can read it and then talk about it, and then they can hear us talk about it as if they've read it too?
Yes, that would be a good idea.
I think so. All right, what are we talking about first? We've got two books to talk about.
Well, let's just start with the actual we just read.
You want to start with the book that we're in the middle of?
Yes, Miss Frisbee.
Okay. This is Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of Nim. We are about halfway through it, and this is a book that I read, I think, when I was in eighth grade, but I remember very little about it.
Yes, and we're on chapter... Well...
The chapters aren't numbered, are they? No.
We're on The Maze.
Right, we're about halfway through it. What could you tell us about this book so far?
Well, it's Mrs. Frisbee is going to go put sleeping pellets in the cat's food.
Okay, let's talk about the story as a whole. Uh-huh. What's it about?
Well, it's about Miss Frisbee, and she wants to save her son, Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes through this big adventure, going through the Rats of Nim, and all the stories, and...
What's Nim?
Nim is a...
Is it a laboratory?
Yes, it is a laboratory.
We're just learning about Nim right now. The rat Nicodemus is telling us the story about Nim, where he was caught as a normal rat and then taken to a laboratory.
Yes. I enjoyed the book Miss Frisbee.
Okay, you're enjoying it? Okay. Why do you like it?
Well, it's all filled with adventures.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I thought it was just a short book. Just this son Timothy got saved in like 8 more chapters. But that's not true. The son Timothy isn't really the main character.
No, he's not the main character. He's what we call the catalyst.
Yes, the catalyst.
He's the reason why Mrs. Frisbee does what she does.
Mm-hmm.
He had pneumonia, and he got some medicine early on to make him better.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, it's going to be very cold, and they need to move, because their house is going to be plowed up. And so if she takes him out into the cold, he might get reinfected and die.
Yes.
So he's getting better, but he has to stay somewhere warm for several more weeks. And that's not going to happen, because the plow is going to come crush their home.
Yes.
So she's going to the Rats of Nim for help, because the rats knew her husband, although she didn't know that.
And now may we talk about the 39 clues?
Well, let's keep talking about Mrs. Frisbee a little bit. We're in a unique place where we're halfway through with it. What do you think's going to happen?
Well, I think at the end, Timothy is going to be saved.
Okay, but what are we going to learn about Nim?
Nim.
What do you think they did to the rats?
They probably were just figuring out what the rats do from all this.
What do you think they injected them with?
Poison or medicine?
Well, if it was poison, wouldn't they die?
Yeah, but I think it was medicine.
What kind of medicine?
Rat medicine?
Rat. To cure what?
I don't know.
You think maybe the shots made them smarter?
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, the rats have a pretty extensive underground lair. I mean, they've got electric lights. They have a radio.
Well, yeah, it made them really smart.
I think we might learn about that tonight when we read the maze chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of Nim?
Mm-hmm. Well, Mrs. Frisbee loved her husband, and I really like Mrs. Frisbee. She's the main character.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a lot of guts.
Yes, she does. Do you like reading a book where a woman's the main character?
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, but I like books that boys have the main character, too.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You just like good books.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about another good book. The 39 Clues series, we haven't read book 4 yet, but Princess Scientist did get it for her birthday, so she's looking forward to reading it. We've read books 1 through 3 so far. We've collected a couple of cards. We've played around on the website, so why don't you tell us about 39 Clues?
Well, we just got a lot of cards. And
now, why don't you tell us about what 39 Clues is about?
39 Clues is... There's a big family of Cahills. They're trying to get some sort of power, and there's 39 clues. That's where the name got from.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these cards you can unlock in the computer if you go to the 39 Clues website.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we registered on the 39 Clues website, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And when you register on the website, you get to be in one of the four houses. I'm trying really hard not to compare this to Harry Potter, by the way. But there are four branches of the Cahill family, and the Cahill family is so big that it spans the world and several races, actually. There are whites and blacks and Asians, and then there are Russians and...
And
South Koreans and British.
Dr. Livingstone.
We haven't encountered Dr. Livingstone yet.
Yes.
So, and who are our characters?
Our characters are David, Dave?
No, Amy and Dan.
Amy and Dan.
And who are Amy and Dan?
Amy and Dan are the main characters of the whole 39 Clues books.
Yes, but why?
Because...
Tell me about them.
Their aunt is really mad with them.
No, that's not quite why they're the main characters,
yes,
though.
Yes, but the main... Why they're the main characters are that they just are winning so far. They haven't died or anything.
Well, let's talk about them as characters. They are... 14 and 12, I think?
Mm-hmm.
And Amy's the older one, and they're orphans in the Cahill family. Their parents died when...
A fire came in the house.
Right, their parents died in a fire. And they had a very wealthy grandmother, but they lived with their great-aunt as their guardian, and so it was a pretty crappy life because their great-aunt didn't like them very much. But they loved their grandmother very much, and they liked to visit her. And when their grandmother died... They were offered either $1 million or they would forfeit the $1 million to search for the 39 clues. And they decided to go for the clues. That's why the aunt's mad. And so now they're actually running away around the world to find the 39 clues, hoping that they won't be caught and sent back to social services because they're, and their nanny's with them, their au pair, as she constantly tells them.
Yes, and all these weird people help them.
Yes.
All these weird...
So who are the weird people?
People. Like,
Uncle Alistair?
Uncle Alistair.
Who's that Uncle Alistair?
Uncle Alistair,
Where's he from?
He's from...
Seoul, South Korea.
Seoul, South Korea.
His name is Alistair O.
Alistair O, yep.
And how did he make his fortune?
He sold a lot of stuff.
Well, yeah, but what did he sell?
Burritos.
That's right, frozen burritos. Uncle Alistair made his fortune selling frozen burritos. And you may laugh, but he made his fortune. And you haven't made your fortune on frozen burritos, so don't laugh until you actually make your fortune on frozen burritos and discover whether it's something you can laugh at or not. So, they have Uncle Alistair helping them, and only one person can win, so everybody who helps them, they've been told not to trust anybody. Right?
Mm-hmm. And Uncle Alistair ditched them.
Yeah, he ditched them when the mansion caught on fire. Or do you mean he ditched them at the end of book three?
He ditched them at the end of book three.
Yeah, well, we don't want to spoil too much, but I had to explain to Princess Scientist that in fiction, a lot of times if someone dies and you don't see a body, then they're probably not dead. We talked about that rule, and when one character was said to be dead near the end, and, well, I guess we've already said it's Uncle Alistair. And then when he shows up at the very, very end, you saw I was right, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the 39 clues so much.
Why do you like them so much?
Well, it's because the 39 clues, we've already went through three books.
Mm-hmm. And we've gotten three clues. Do you think they're going to have 39 books?
No. I think there's a little bit more clues in book four.
You really think so? Or are you just guessing?
I'm just guessing.
Okay. Well, keep talking. I'm going to look at what book four is about.
Well, we haven't read book four yet, but this is a lot of fun. Just let me say that.
No, you just did.
Yes.
Okay. Book four is about betrayed by their cousins, abandoned by their uncle, and with the slimmest hint to guide them, 14-year-old Amy Cahill and her younger brother Dan rush off to Egypt for the hunt for the 39 clues that lead them to a source of unimaginable power. But when they arrive, Amy and Dan get something completely unexpected, a message from their dead grandmother, Grace. Had Grace set out to help the two orphans, or are Amy and Dan heading for the most devastating betrayal of them all? Well, the first man who told them not to trust anybody kind of proved to be untrustworthy himself, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we haven't been there in a long time, but when we started reading, we did go on the site to play some of the games and learn about some of the famous Cahills, like Annie Oakley, I believe, was a famous Cahill.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you remember her?
She is. Yep.
Who was she good at? What was she good at, rather?
Sharpshooting.
That's right. Very good.
I read it in Dr. Floyd episode.
Well, Dr. Floyd helps out with history, too. Thank you, Grant Bachoco. And do you remember Mozart? Mozart was in book two.
Oh, yes, Mozart.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Can you do that in a way that makes sound so people can know what you're doing?
Yes.
What was Mozart?
Mozart was a famous painter?
Oh, yeah. You were making sounds, you were making movements like a conductor.
Music?
Yeah, Mozart was a famous musician.
Ah.
And we learned about Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin. He invented stuff.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
He was the first one to invent the pot-bellied stove.
Pot-bellied stove, really?
No. Huh?
I don't remember that. I remember his batteries. Well, anyway, I guess we're going to start on this when we're done with Mrs. Frisbee. And then after that, I think I might like to read The Mysterious Benedict Society.
Mm-hmm.
I read you the back of that. What do you think about doing that?
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. It's good.
Okay, so if you want to read along with us, you can check out the show notes. We don't have a URL yet. I'll see if I can register princessscientist.com. And you can see the show notes and links to the books we're reading. And we'll see if we can set something up at Goodreads or something for to track our books. And if you have any comments on the show, you can email us at mightymurr@gmail.com. So, anything else to add, Princess Scientist?
Well, yes.
Okay, add it.
The ending.
Of?
Of the book club meeting.
Okay, what's the ending of the book club meeting?
Two claps.
No.
We just say the end?
If you want.
The end.